in football, sometimes you're like, why didn't I think of that? Why didn't I think of that? And there's a lot of things in football that I'm like, I've got an idea. This could happen, this could happen. And I speak to managers about things that happen in the background, because the things that people present aren't the problem. I've talked about this a few times. The problem isn't the problem. And this week on the Inner Circle, we had a brilliant guest. And her name is Dr. Hannah Cullen. And she specializes in ADHD. And she helps a lot of footballers with ADHD, and it presents these different problems. And as she was talking about the signs and symptoms, and she came up with some amazing stats that if you're a professional footballer, 8% of professional footballers, don't quote me on this, I will check it back, have ADHD. And then these footballers that do have ADHD, after they finish their career, and if they're married, they're 70% more likely to get divorced, or 70% of them end up in divorce, because they're used to having this structure in football, and then after football's finished, obviously it's a bit of chaos. You have the routine, you're being told what to do, you get told what to eat, and when that's taken away, most players really struggle. And these symptoms of ADHD in football, and as I look at it and I think about players that I help, and I'm like, how did I miss that? So for example, players come to me, they're like, poor meetings, can't concentrate, get distracted, switch off, I get told I'm disruptive, I get told that I'm a bad apple. And as you think of it, and as you think of all the other symptoms, you're like, oh my Lord, more than likely they had ADHD and it's been missed by everyone. And you get put down as this bad egg, or distracted, or you don't care, you're not attentive, you don't listen, you can't take instructions, when the reality is, a lot of players have ADHD. So say, for example, if you say 8%, you've got a squad, possibly 2 to 3 of them have got ADHD. And then as we went through the call with these players, I had loads of people messaging me again. That is me. That's me. Sounds like me. Oh my God. Literally everything that she said, I suffer with that. Have I got it? And I think getting diagnosed, and I'm going to tell you this now, I'm 99.99999% sure I've got ADHD. Like, if you go through the symptoms, this is from a younger age as well. Like, even that, because when you get diagnosed, you go through your school reports and your past. And in my school reports, I was reading it the other day from 1990. It was like, gets distracted, if he could concentrate. I can concentrate really well on the things that I love. Like doing this kind of stuff, when I talk, I love it. When I'm doing masterclasses, when I'm doing one-on-ones, when I'm interested in things, and I'm not, my brain just goes somewhere else, completely somewhere else, or I'll change subjects. When I was with my mum and dad, my mum and dad had a dog, I'd leave the door open. I'd go out for the day, leave the door open, and the dog would be running outside. I'd leave freezers open. I still do that. I put milk in cupboards. I take my partner's keys. I literally drive off, take my partner's keys with me, forget I've got them. Even yesterday, I bought my little one a pair of shoes, and I had a knock on the door as I was about to leave saying, there's a pair of shoes on top of the car. And I was like, oh, wow. And I need to get diagnosed with it. And I don't think it's a bad thing. Like, people have this stigma about ADHD and mental health and stuff. Do you know what? It's my superpower. Why do I get so much shit done? Because I've got ADHD. But then you have the offside as well, where basically your brain's all over the gaff. And if you're in football, it can be seen as you're inattentive, you don't listen, distracted, you don't care. And it'd be really good, and if you do have this, right, and you do think of this and you're listening to this, you're like, that might be me, I'm going to give you an offer. If you message me, my email, on Instagram at Elite Inner Performance or rob@thefootballersmindset.com, I will send you the replay so you can understand more about it. Even though, obviously, it's from a paid group, I think it's massively important. And I'm astounded that I'm not, because I didn't think of it, because most football clubs wouldn't think of it either. Like, how many players are struggling with this? And if it got discovered sooner that it could be solved, and a lot of players could be playing at a different level just from being like, oh my god, there's nothing wrong with me, I'm not doing it on purpose, and managers know that there's a problem there. So it's just something to think about today. If you're going, I'm impulsive, I get distracted, my brain's all over the gaff, I really struggle to take in instructions, there's a lot of different symptoms and signs, send me a message, I'll send you the replay of that call. You can go through it, have a look, and then from there, if you do want to go any further with that, it's not that you're going to work with me, because you're not, I'll send you somewhere else and be like, listen, speak to this person. My aim is to help, hence why I do this podcast. Anyway, that's today's podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good day. If you want to go look at my masterclass, www.conferenceinfootball.com. On there, you can speak to me, have a chat with me. If you want to work with me, you're thinking about working with me, you want to work with someone, I'd love it to be me. If it's not, I can send you in the right direction. We might not be a right fit for each other. But if you do want to get an extra edge, www.conferenceinfootball.com. Appreciate you. Appreciate your time. Speak to you later.